And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. If you needed proof that China treats American democracy like a buffet, well, here it is. The campaign treasurer to Arcadia, California Mayor Eileen Wang was sentenced Monday to 4 years in prison for serving as a covert agent of the Chinese Communist Party. He surveilled practitioners and spied on Taiwan's president during her U.S. visit and helped elect his own candidate to city council while reporting directly back to Beijing the entire time. The House Select Committee on China says this is exactly what they've been warning about. The CCP is working all the way down to local elections. Transgender activists are furious at the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, which had the audacity to recommend surgeons wait until patients are at least 19 before removing healthy body parts. Seven task force members fired off a letter demanding to know who wrote the policy and how. Do No Harm called it exactly what it is, a politically driven effort to bully the medical group that actually read the evidence. Hillary Clinton got a lesson in European plain speaking at the Munich Security Conference over the weekend. The Czech-born minister told the panel that there are two genders and that the gender revolution had simply gone too far. Clinton tried reframing it as an attack on women's rights. He clarified, she deflected, and then he said, "I'm sorry, that makes you nervous." She replied that it made her very, very unhappy. And it doesn't seem like the foreign minister cared too much about what made her unhappy. In education news, Utah is advancing a bill that would let college students opt out of assignments that violate their moral convictions, like being required to write letters advocating for LGBT policies. Representative Mike Peterson introduced HB 204 after his own daughter faced exactly that situation. The House Education Committee passed it 8-1. San Francisco is taking a different approach entirely. The city's reparations fund, which could eventually hand eligible Black residents $5 million each, is now facing a federal lawsuit calling it an unconstitutional racial spoils system. The city is sitting on a $1 billion deficit, but sure, let's build a legal framework first and figure out the math later. In Switzerland, voters will soon decide whether to cap the country's population at 10 million. The push comes from the right-wing Swiss People's Party, and the reasoning becomes considerably clearer once you learn that roughly 30% of Switzerland's current 9.1 million residents are foreign nationals, among the highest rates in the developed world. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done right now at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.